for little friends. Who is in Daddy's bed? My daddy is my favorite pal. From the Children's Songbook, page 211. By Tula Palazzetti. A true story. Maria and Nicholas sneak into Mommy and Daddy's room while Daddy is taking a shower. They hide under the blanket on Daddy's bed. Maria and Nicholas giggle and giggle. In a little while, Daddy opens the bathroom door. Daddy comes into the bedroom. Shh, Maria and Nicholas whisper to each other. Daddy says, I hear somebody in Daddy's bed. Who can it be? Maria and Nicholas lie as still as can be. Are you two lions from the zoo? Daddy asks. No, Maria and Nicholas whisper. Are you elephants from the circus? Daddy asks. No, Maria and Nicholas softly answer. Daddy sees a blanket wiggle just a little. You must be snakes from the garden, slithering in my bed, Daddy decides. No, Maria and Nicholas say. I know, Daddy exclaims. You are two rabbits from the woods hopping in my bed. No, Maria and Nicholas giggle. The blanket wiggles up and down a lot now. You must be two kangaroos. You can jump so high, Daddy laughs. Maria and Nicholas shout, no, no. Could you two be two frogs leaping into the grass? Daddy asks. Rip it, Nicholas says. No, Maria says. Are you monsters from a storybook? No. Birds from the sky? No. Apes from the jungle? No. Bees from a hive? No. Bears from the mountains? No. Fish from the stream? No. Cows from a barn? No. Whales from the ocean? No, no, no. I have it, Daddy shouts. It must be Maria and Nicholas. You are right. Maria and Nicholas throw off the blanket and jump into Daddy's arms. We fooled you, they roar, hugging Daddy tightly. You sure did, Daddy chuckles, as he and Maria and Nicholas giggle and dance and twirl around and around the room. FHE, Small Beginnings. The church was organized on April 6, 1830, with 6 members as required by law. Today, there are about 11.5 million members, almost 2 million for each member of that day, 172 years ago. In the empty picture frame, draw a picture of yourself. If you live faithfully and share the gospel, how much good can your life do in the next 172 years? The City of Enoch by Joyce Grisham. Enoch and all who lived in Zion, his city, were so righteous that Heavenly Father took the whole city up into heaven. In the last days, the city and its people will return to earth and be part of the New Jerusalem. To help you remember that these great events are coming, you will need heavy paper, glue, scissors, a sharpened pencil, and string. You will probably need help with this project. 1. Remove this page and glue it to heavy paper. When the glue is dry, trim the page along the heavy, solid lines. Cut out the city on the broken lines. 2. Using a pencil point, punch small holes through the circles at A, B, C, and D. Thread one end of the string into B, down the back of the city and out C. Then thread one end of the string through A, the other end through D, and tie the two ends together behind the page. Each time you tell the story of the City of Enoch, slide the city up the string to heaven and then back down the string to earth again. End of For Little Friends. F.